This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi affirmed that no world leader has asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under the pressure of the United States of America. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे।
The Prime Minister said during the operation, which was launched on 7th of May, India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, with the Indian armed forces taking the revenge in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. He said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the Operation Sindoor, in which Make in India weapons played a decisive role in its military action.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दरमियान पहली बार हुआ जब आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत को दुनिया ने पहचाना। मेड इन इंडिया ड्रोन, मेड इन इंडिया मिसाइल ने पाकिस्तान के हथियारों की पोल खोल करके रख दी।
Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack have been eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev. After the Prime Minister's reply, Lok Sabha House was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha also held a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor's role is highly important in shaping the country's future. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown to the launch of the first Indo-US Joint Earth Observation Satellite, the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR mission, began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. ISRO's Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle, F-16, GSLV-F-16, is scheduled to carry the NISAR satellite to a sun-synchronous polar orbit at 5:40 p.m. today from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. NISAR marks the first joint satellite mission between the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO and the American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. The International Monetary Fund raised India's growth projections for the current and next fiscal years to 6.4% as the country continues as the world's fastest growing major economy. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, Dennis Egan, a division chief in the research department, said one of the drivers of India's growth was the reform momentum supporting robust consumption growth and a push for public investment. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted two consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile from the Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. Developed by DRDO, Pralay is an indigenously developed solid-propellant quasi-ballistic missile, employing state-of-the-art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces, and the industry for the successful flight tests. In badminton, Sattvic Sairaj Rankareddy and Chirag Shetty have progressed the men's double second round of Nikal in 2025 with a straight games victory over Malaysia's Lo Hang Yi and Eng Eng Xiong, 21-13, 21-15. Earlier in the day, Indian duo Teresa Zhou and Gayatri Gopichand were defeated by Lin Xiaonin and Feng Yuye of Chinese Taipei in the round of 32 of the women's doubles event. Zhou and Gopichand suffered defeat in three games against Taipei duo 21-16, 20-22, 15-21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.